OTR-FM, part of the Ion Radio Network.
IPMNation.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Matt Connerton Unleashed. We are live. It's Thursday, May 26, 2016, a little bit after 11 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Coming to you from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio in Manchester, New Hampshire, broadcasting worldwide on OTR-FM, as we do every Tuesday and Thursday night, and of course, five nights a week on IPM Nation live station. Live 2, to be specific. And let's see. Slicko just texted me. I think he's going to call in a moment. He's got something to tell us about his show coming up on Sunday. Slicko's World, currently the number 2 show on IPM Nation. And he's doing really well with that, actually. He's gotten a lot of new listeners and viewers recently. So I think he's going to give us a call. I did tell him, of course, because he texted me a minute ago. I said, you know, it's Thursday nights. Tuesdays and Thursdays we're on OTR-FM. The premium channel on the Ohm Times Radio Network, so they request that we keep it clean. So he said he'll be able to abide by that, so I trust him. We'll be hearing from him at some point. Also, too, of course, the IPM Nation live station powered by Ambit Energy. If you want to learn how to save on your energy bills, go to ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. And you'll be very glad that you did, ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. And, of course, we're also sponsored by the Mortgage Specialists. They specialize in mortgages. That's how they got their name, you know. As I always say, buying a home is probably the biggest purchase you'll ever make, so you don't have to go it alone. Contact the Mortgage Specialists and set up an appointment today at themortgagespecialists.com. And let's see. We got a bunch of slower than usual news day politically, but we do have some interesting things to go over. Let's see. Sorry if I seem distracted. I just realized I forgot to open the atomic clock. There we go. Yeah, if you ever want to know the exact time, the official exact time, right down to the second. If you just go to time.gov, you can find the official atomic clock that tells you the exact time right to the second. So I have to keep an eye on that because we have hard breaks on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So speaking of which, so a little bit of a shake up with our broadcast schedule, a good one for those who don't know already. And if you're a regular listener, you do know this, so forgive me for belaboring the point. But beginning next week, the television edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed will be Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. So we're going from Wednesday afternoon to Tuesday nights. And very excited about that, of course. I think in that time we'll have it's just a much better time. We'll have, I'm sure, more live viewers right now being, you know, up to now being on Wednesday afternoons, you know, we've definitely more people watch the show later on YouTube or they watch the replay than watch it live. But I think we'll have a lot more live viewers, which means a lot more live viewer interaction via calls and social media. And it's definitely going to expand who we can get for guests also at that time. Apparently, a lot of important people are kind of busy at 2 in the afternoon. So I guess. So very, very excited about that. John Hopwood's show too, Ward 13 with John Hopwood, also moving. And I mentioned that because he's on prior to the television edition of Unleashed, and very often I'll go on his show and then he'll stick around for my show. So we were able to get both shows moved together. So he'll be at 6 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, followed by Matt Connerton Unleashed at 7. And this will be, of course, you can watch these on IPM Nation. Also, too, because we have a lot of listeners in the Manchester, New Hampshire area, listeners and viewers, I should say, if you're someone who still has something called cable, you can watch on Channel 23 on Comcast. I know a lot of people still have cable, really, but a lot of people are cutting the cord more and more, you know. That's been the trend over the last few years. But anyway, so what this change also means too is you'll be getting an additional hour every week of Matt Connerton Unleashed, because up until this week on Wednesday nights, because we do run the show five nights a week on IPM Nation 2, Wednesday nights we would just play the audio from the television edition in the afternoon. But starting next week, we're just going to go ahead and go live five nights a week in the 11 p.m. slot. And so there won't be a replay of the audio from the TV edition. We'll just have that be a separate thing. So you'll get 6 hours of Unleashed every week instead of five. So I won't get into the weeds and reasons why. I won't bore you with all that, why we're going to do that. But I think it's a good time to do it as we get further into the presidential election cycle. To be adding that additional hour anyway, because there's always quite a bit to talk about. Let's see. Today, apparently Donald Trump said some things about energy. That's literally the headline in this article from HuffPost. Donald Trump said some things about energy. Imagine a world where America has complete energy independence. Imagine. It's easy if you try. That's not an actual quote from Trump, but let's see. Here's what he had to say. Well, let me just read this article. It's short because Trump, as we all know, not big on substance and details, just a lot of, I'm going to make America great again. I'm going to make us energy independent, blah, blah, blah. You believe me, right? Great. Okay, cool. Let me read this to you quickly. It says here, Donald Trump likes energy, all the energy, and he will make it great again. He said at a press conference in North Dakota Thursday, ahead of an address on energy to an oil and gas industry conference, he said, quote, I am into all types of energy, unquote. He said, except solar energy is very expensive and wind is, quote, killing all the eagles, unquote, and needs massive subsidies, according to the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Then they inserted a little fact check here. The price of both solar and wind has been declining rapidly. And while wind turbines have killed birds, so do buildings, cats, and power lines. The buildings are killing all the eagles. And Trump's a real estate developer, so I guess he's partly to blame for that, right? Let's see. But anyway, Donald Trump says his energy policy would include approving the Keystone XL pipeline, but ensuring the American people get a piece of the profits. He did not elaborate on how he would do that. Of course not. But he said, quote, we will make so much money from energy. We will make so much money. We will start to pay down our $19 trillion in debt, unquote. Wow, we really are going to make a lot of money from energy. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sold. Let's see. Trump also said he would undo the, quote, tremendous number of rules, regulations, probably 75% of which are absolutely terrible, unquote. He might be right about that. Those remarks were just from the presser before his energy policy speech. In the main event, he careened from grand claims about how he will achieve energy independence to nonsensical claims about what the Paris Climate Agreement would do, to claiming that the Environmental Protection Agency is trying to impose job-killing cap and trade, to arguing that Hillary Clinton is going to abolish the Second Amendment. That one came out of nowhere. President Barack Obama, he said, quote, has done everything he can to keep us dependent on others. He wants us to be dependent on others. And Obama has denied millions of Americans access to the energy wealth sitting right under our feet. This is your treasure. You, the American people, are entitled to share in the riches, unquote. Clinton, he said, has, quote, declared war on the American worker and would shut down the mines. If crooked Hillary Clinton is in charge, things will get much worse. We'll accomplish complete American energy independence. Complete. Complete. So I'm sure he said to rousing applause. That all sounds wonderful. I'd like a few details. I know, silly me. When somebody just makes these grandiose promises that sound like pie in the sky stuff, I'm the guy who says, can we have some details, please? But they know it's kind of obviously from his rising poll numbers. I'm just being ridiculous with that whole idea. He's just going to we should just trust him. He's just going to do it. He's not a regular politician, as you know. He's a billionaire. So obviously he's just telling us the truth about everything and we should just believe him. Let's see. He also indicated he would pull the U.S. out of the global agreement to address climate change. Quote, foreign bureaucrats are going to be controlling what we're using and what we're doing on our land and in our country. No way. Unquote. Actually, when W was president, he walked away from the Kyoto Treaty. What's left? What are we even still? Maybe I don't know enough about it. I don't know what we're even still signed on to. Other than his remarks on the Paris Agreement. There's that, but Trump didn't really talk about climate change, which is perhaps not a big surprise, given that he's tapped as his energy advisor, Representative Kevin Cramer, Republican of North Dakota, a man who thinks climate science is fraudulent and the planet is actually cooling. Overall, the energy policy speech was high on grand promises and low on policy. He said, quote, imagine a world. And oh boy, that sounds like it should be with that deep voiced guy who does the movie trailers. Imagine a world. Imagine a world in which our foes and the oil cartels can no longer use energy as a weapon. It's going to happen if we win. We're going to win. Well, I give him credit for resisting the urge to say we're going to win huge. That's usually what goes at the end of a sentiment like that. Wow, it's exciting. We're going to win and we're going to be energy independent. And it's all just going to happen because he's Trump. Exciting times, my friends. All right, we're up against the break. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live. Joining us via the telephone, host of Slicko's World, Sunday nights on IPM Nation 2, Slicko is here. Slicko, how are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. Glad to be on your show. I can't take too long tonight, because then you'll pass me in the ratings. So we gotta be brief. But you know, I want to keep it clean tonight. But there's a page out there called Rottenchester. It's actually called Rottenchester 2 now, and it's about the town of Rochester, if you would. There's a lot of posts on there about a man named Evan Post. Are you familiar with Evan Post there?
Evan Post is his name? I am not. I think I've heard of this website, though, Rottenchester. Maybe it's because you told me about it.
Matt Connerton's trying to keep it clean. He likes the page on Facebook. He may not follow, but he likes the page. It's got some good stuff.
Oh, it's a Facebook page?
And we have a person in Rochester who is an addict and the panhandler. He's like he's probably the most famous homeless person of like the Seacoast area.
Oh.
So he's always you know, he comes up with stories and things because he's an addict. Like his girlfriend's pregnant and they need a room because things like that, you know. And
oh, you mean when he approaches someone asking for money in terms of
yeah,
his
like,
stories?
On my street today, this is how I know the guy's famous. I'll tell you right now. Or at least Facebook famous in this area.
Yeah.
And it does. It's ridiculous. My dad met me at lunch at my house. So I pulled up and I see him. He's riding a bike. So I assume he stole it, but maybe not. But he did probably. And I see him coming up to my dad's truck. So he walks away or rides away. And I walk to my dad. He asks for money. He goes, no, ask me for a cigarette. And I started laughing a little bit. And he goes, That's that homeless kid from Facebook. My dad's not technology savvy, if you would. So.
A lot of dads are not.
He doesn't know how the internet works or Facebook at all. He's like, look it up. It's on Facebook. There's a picture on Facebook. I'm like, okay, Dad. Okay. Do you see that picture on Facebook? No, Dad. You don't know how Facebook works. But long story short, you know, he's really kind of a menace. Rochester and Summers would have had to do a ban on panhandling because he was causing so much ruckus.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just him, but so in my light, right, I was looking through posts and there's a funny meme and the first comment on it is a guy from Las Vegas, Nevada, and he is saying, you know, you're so quick to jump on someone who's homeless or an addict or doesn't have a job, etc. Well, we're quick to jump on this guy because we've known him. Like he's like 7-8 years deep. Like he used to go to Labor Ready.
Oh, okay.
They don't even allow him there anymore. Oh. And then at the rates of Labor Ready, let me tell you, you might as well be panhandling. You make more money on the streets.
That's what I've always heard. Yeah.
So I'm making a long story longer, but my point to all this is you know, he causes a lot of ruckus in this town, and this, it just triggered me that this guy from Las Vegas would pipe up about this dude because I live in Vegas, so I don't think this guy really lives in Vegas. Probably lives in Nevada somewhere, but I don't think he lives in Vegas.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of homeless people in Vegas. And you can only take so many people asking. I mean, there isn't even a lot of homeless people. There's just broke people.
Sure. Well, I imagine a lot of people.
Ask you for a pack of cigarettes. Like, if I gave a cigarette to every person who asked me for a cigarette in Vegas, I would lose a pack of cigarettes on the way to work.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
So I think that we should. And I have a GoFundMe right now for the Slickos World.
Yes.
Just throw that out there. GoFundMe, guys. If a dollar for every person who's connected on my social networking, and we can have a real good show.
Well, you already have a really good show. Yeah.
I would like to get a little more quality, you know, to the show, a little more lighting, a little bit faster of a computer so we can...
That would be nice.
Internet is you know, the internet companies really get you nowadays, so they really want you to pay $75 a month for what? I need to do
right
close to 55. So, we got to go fund me up. She doesn't want to give me any money. That's cool. I get it. But it's like a dollar, literally. Just take a dollar. Everybody just give me a buck, and then we'll be able to upgrade a little bit. With this, though, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, let's start a fundraiser to get Evan Post and his quote-unquote pregnant girlfriend, but she's pretty tiny, so I imagine if she's still pregnant, man, whew, she's ready to pop any time now. Let's get them out to Las Vegas.
But why Las Vegas?
Well, we could do Las Vegas or San Diego. San Diego is the homeless capital of the world. It's hot there all the time, never rains. They have, like, homeless shower stalls, and they give us, like, free food away every day for all the people in the park. So San Diego is really good.
Huh.
But Vegas, there's so much opportunity for Mr. Post out in Vegas. He's so famous, and he's so good with the panhandle. There's so much territory. I mean, this guy walks to Portsmouth from Rochester.
Just a panhandle?
I mean, I don't know how he does it. Maybe he takes a bus, you know, gets to Dover, panhandles with the Dover panhandles with. You know, he's a worker. In Vegas, it's a strip. He's got it.
You know
what I mean? I think if he's 8 years deep in this, you know.
He's committed.
He's an addict, too.
It sounds to me, though.
And so we're trying to get rid of the addicts on the streets here.
He's got some ambition, though. He's a panhandler with ambition. He's got the eye of the tiger, this panhandler.
He's out there making
it happen.
I'm glad that came up again today. That's how I started my day, eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
This morning,
that's how you should start your day.
Yeah,
that's right.
The eye of the tiger. Now, can Evan Post get on a plane? I don't know about that.
Might have to send him via Greyhound to Las Vegas or San Diego.
And I think the both of them, you know, because he can't leave his
can't leave his pregnant wife,
baby mama. So, you know, let's raise some money. I think I'm going to do a show because Slippery's coming out to town. I have a lot of promos I'm doing. We're mixing them all up right now.
Yeah,
Slippery is coming to town with DJ Rhyme from Sydney, Australia. An exclusive right to the show. So he's coming out. We're doing the Brick, old school. We're doing the Brick House on June 25th, Saturday night. It's going to be $5, nice and cheap.
Very good.
Because I was having a hard time finding a venue, or really I didn't think I could book the Brick House on such short notice.
Yeah. Well, you've had a long relationship with them.
Yeah. I mean, they go 2-3 months in advance sometimes. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So it was a Saturday night. I could not believe it. I looked on the website. I was like, no way, really? So I was trying to book a show in Rochester. And so I kind of accidentally booked two shows. One in Dover. And one the night before that, the 24th in Rochester.
Look at you. You've got the eye of the tiger.
I have a little bit of eye of the tiger myself in me. So Slip's going to come hang out. I'm not going to, like, guarantee him on that show.
Yeah.
But he's definitely going to be out on the 25th, so you can't miss that show. The problem with that is AZ is coming to town in Manchester.
Who?
I don't know if you're familiar with AZ. He's a old school rapper.
I am not familiar with him at all. No.
Heavy in the 90s.
Really?
So that's going to be popping. A lot of people are really excited about that show.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say about that, though, is that the Shaksteen or whatever the place is called.
Shaksteen, yep.
Can only hold so much.
That's a fairly small room, yeah. It's a nice place.
I would say 100. Tops could fit in there, but maybe $150. So if you don't have your tickets to that show, suggest going to Dover and going to see somebody playing in the States for the first time ever. Killed the Aussie charts. He was number one on the Aussie charts at Land Down Under, a song that you were definitely going to hear. and he's coming out with DJ Rhymes, who is, oh my gosh, this girl is amazing. I mean, she's a DJ. She's a model. killing the charts over there as well. Hold on a second.
So what's going on?
Are we on FM, Matt?
I'm sorry?
Are we on FM radio right now?
No.
Okay. So that show's happening. The 24th, I have kind of like a free access. The club is free, I think. I don't think I have to pay anybody for it.
That's good.
So that show can be whatever. So I think we might do a free show, but do donations to get Evan Post to Vegas.
Yes. By the way, does Evan Post know that you're trying to deport him? Have you discussed this with him?
He'd be cool with it, right?
I have no idea. He might not want to get on a bus and go to Vegas.
I mean, as the panhandling genius. Oh, but
we got about a minute to break. By the way, Slicko.
What was that?
We got about a minute to break. We're up against a hard break, so we gotta.
Okay. So this is what we're gonna do. So June 24th, we are gonna be live at the Dive Bar in Rochester, New Hampshire, and we're going to be at the Brick House the next night, the 25th, and I'm almost 90% sure if we can play this out that it's going to be the Evan Poe show on the 24th, and we're going to be doing the Slippery MC and Rhyme show on the 25th, Brick House, baby, going to commercial break.
Very nice. All right, Slicko from Slicko's World, and listen to Slicko's World Sunday nights, the pre-show 7:30 whenever you start it, and of course the official show 8:00 on IPM Nation 2. All right, Slicko, we gotta go to break. So thanks for calling in, man.
What up?
All right, man. Take care.
Hey, peace out, bud.
All right, Slicko drops off, and we'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We are live tonight on IPM Nation 2 and OTR FM. Of course, you can hear the show five nights a week on IPM Nation 2. Check. Hello. Hello. Oh, there we go. That's better. Sorry, everybody. It was sounding a little funny in my headphones, so I had to adjust. I had to make an adjustment on the fly, live radio. Hey, so thank you to Slicko for calling in. He kind of dumped a lot of information on us at once, and I was having a hard time following on it with all the different shows. So here's what I would suggest. Tune into Slicko's World Sunday night, and I'm sure he'll clarify everything, because it sounds like he's got a whole bunch of events going on at once, and I was a little confused by it all. But Slicko's World, you can hear Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 2. The show is live. It is currently the number two show on IPM Nation. Number one still is All Natural Bean, hosted by the great Brian Brody. But Slicko's World Sunday nights at 8, and then, of course, he has a pre-show that he does. Usually starts around 7 or 7.30. He plays a lot of really good hip-hop that you won't hear on, commercial terrestrial radio. Really, really good stuff. And he has on some really, really interesting guests, too, that he interviews. So, let's see. I did, because he got me curious about... I'm getting, what is this? This is from Mr. Producer. Just texted me. Mr. Producer just texted me and asked me to give a shout out to Kaylin in Montana. Hello, Kaylin in Montana. And he says the... He also said the mic sounded funny, but that might have been before I was making the adjustment. So, Mr. Producer, please tell me if it still sounds funny. We call him Mr. Producer because he's a very mysterious man. No one knows his true identity. I've never even met him. And when I speak to him on the telephone, he disguises his voice using some sort of device. Kind of sounds like he says it sounds better. Okay. All right. I won't tell you what he sounds like when I speak to him on the phone. I'll just say it. He sounds like a woman, but he claims to be male. So I don't know. But I think he's distorting his voice is what's going on there. Anywho. Oh no, he says sound is better. All right. So, Mr. Producer, unless you reveal yourself, you're fair game to give you a hard time. What's he saying? Oh, now he's saying a little distorted. Let me adjust something here. Let's see how that works. It sounds a little better in my headphones. Let's see. While we were on break, our friend Slicko got me curious about this Evan Post gentleman who Slicko claims is the most famous panhandler ever. So I Googled Evan Post, Rochester, New Hampshire, and all kinds of interesting things came up. He says it's still a little distorted. I don't know, Mr. Producer. It sounds good in my headphones now, so I'm not sure what the issue is. I may have to just... I may have to live with it for now, and I'll try to figure it out after the show. Sounds good in my headphones, though. I don't know. But Evan Post. Oh, you know what one thing I can do? I'm sorry, everybody. Let me try. Yeah, let me just try this. All right. If that doesn't work, I'm out of ideas. Let's see what he says now. Oh, he says perfect. Well, thank you, Mr. Producer. All right. Now that we're perfect, I Googled Evan Post, Rochester, New Hampshire, and a whole lot of stuff came up. So Slicko wasn't kidding. This guy really is famous. What comes up at the top of the list is an article from Foster's, which is a local publication in the Seacoast area here in New Hampshire. And it says, state expert thinks Post is faking mental impairment to affect sentencing in heroin case. Oh, this sounds like a colorful character, this Evan Post. He also looks absolutely terrifying. So if I were Slicko, I'd be a little bit careful about approaching this gentleman and saying, hey, can we put you on a Greyhound to Las Vegas or San Diego with your very thin pregnant girlfriend? This doesn't look like someone I would want to trifle with. There's also it would appear that he is a registered sex offender. Mr. Evan Post. Evan Post, not Slicko. Evan Post, I'm referring to, is a sex offender. So looks like quite a guy. I just couldn't help it. Slicko got me curious about him. Let's see. Where do we go from here? I was talking before the break about Trump, you know, his lack of specifics on anything. It's always all this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make everybody rich. I'm going to make us completely energy independent. I'm not going to tell you how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And then I was looking at, let's see, there was an article on Politico. Unapologetic Trump promises to make America rich. I will give you everything, he says. I'm the only one. You know, there's something familiar about this kind of thing. 1992, of course, was Clinton versus George H.W. Bush. So talking, of course, about Bill Clinton versus George H.W. Bush versus Ross Perot. Ross Perot was the third party candidate, did very well. To this day, some people claim that Ross Perot's inclusion in that race is what threw the election to Clinton. I think Clinton would have won anyway. Everybody blamed George H.W. Bush for the economy tanking, even though George H.W. Bush had very little to do with that. But but at the time, there was an interesting parallel here. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, I mean, first of all, there are some differences. Ross Perot, I cannot imagine Ross Perot saying anything, talking any way like the way Trump does and some of the things that Trump says. I cannot imagine that. Very different characters in many respects. But here's the parallel I'm noticing. Number one, of course, both billionaire businessmen who'd never held office before, who decided to crash the presidential election. And I was a fan of Ross Perot, not necessarily a supporter, but a fan. And then there is a difference. I liked him. I don't think I ever considered voting for him at the time, but I did like him very much. In that I thought he was interesting and kind of funny. And there were three presidential debates that cycle. And Ross Perot, during the first debate, was clearly the winner. Most people think that the second and third debates, Clinton did the best. But the first debate, Perot just did really well and seemed to make, he kind of, as one commentator pointed out, he made Bush and Clinton kind of seem the same, and he seemed different. But here's the other parallel. One thing that Perot was very much criticized for, and something that made a lot of people skeptical about him, is he would say things. He would make promises. He would make proclamations that sounded great, but with not a lot of substance behind them, not a lot of details. And now, a little bit more detail than Trump, because Perot, and people made fun of him for this, he was picked on for this, but Perot had a lot of, he was very into the charts and graphs, as some of you may recall. He really liked to, you know, kind of illustrate what he was talking about in terms of the numbers, but the charts and graphs would tend to be very basic. But there was that kind of thing where here's this guy, this billionaire, who says, look, I'm not a politician. I can do things that politicians can't do because I don't owe anybody anything. I don't owe anybody any favors. Nobody's bought and paid for me. So I'm going to come and work for the American people. And there were not a lot of specifics. He was not heavy on details. It was a lot of things that sounded really great. You know, one of his big things was, I don't remember him talking much about energy independence, although I'm sure that he did. I mean, this was 1992. And by the way, this was the first election that I was old enough to actually participate in. I ended up voting for Bill Clinton. But he would talk about the debt quite a bit and the deficit. And he had this plan to completely wipe out the debt within, I think, 10 years. And it was going to be very painful, which he acknowledged. He said, look, we're going to have a lot of short-term pain if we do this, but in the long term, we're going to be better off because one of the criticisms of his plan was, you know, it's really going to make for a tough economy. And his whole thing was, yeah, in the short run, but in the long run, we'll be better off. In hindsight, some economists look back now at Perot's plan and have analyzed it and said it would have been disastrous for the economy, both in the short term and the long term. But it's interesting how a guy who shows up, the psychology of it is interesting to me. A guy shows up and can say, look at how hugely successful I am. I'm a freaking billionaire. Obviously, I know what I'm doing. Obviously, I know how to make money. So just trust me. The details don't matter. Just trust me. I'm going to solve everything. I'm going to fix everything. I'm going to make everything great. I'm going to make America great again. I don't remember if Perot had a... I'm sure Perot had a slogan. He must have had a slogan, but I don't remember what it was. But the very nature of Trump's slogan, by the way, is kind of weird to me. Make America great again, so America isn't currently great. You know, that's always kind of weird to me. But it's just interesting how... And I'm not going to... We have time to read this, go through this article, but there isn't much to it. But, you know, because we're up against a break. But, you know, he just he gives this article is about a 30-minute news conference that he gives where he just says things like, you know, we're going to let's see, I'm looking for some specific quotes. Yeah, it's just little sound bites like we're going to make America wealthy again. You have to be wealthy in order to be great, I'm sorry to say, and things like that. But not a lot of substance. And by not a lot, I mean basically none whatsoever. We got to take one more break, one more segment to go. Matt Connerton Unleashed, we're live. Stay with me. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live as we cruise into our final segment tonight. Want to remind everybody, of course, about the slight change in schedule regarding the television edition of the show. Of course, beginning next week, Matt Connerton Unleashed, the television edition, will be Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm really excited about the time change for the TV show because, like I said at the top of the show, if you missed the beginning, of course, I think it's going to be I just got a message from Mr. Producer that I'll have to respond to that off the air. Anyway, I think, okay. He wanted to explain. Mr. Producer apparently is going through some hormone replacement therapy, and that's why he sounds like a woman when I speak to him. Perhaps someday he'll reveal his true identity. Anyway, so I'm glad he has a good sense of humor. So anyway, with the TV show going to Tuesday nights instead of Wednesday afternoons, like I said, I think we're gonna have a lot more live viewers instead of people just watching it on YouTube and whatnot. So that's exciting. So that'll begin next week, the television edition of Unleashed, which you can watch Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation. This Clinton email scandal continues to be kind of a slow drip. I have to be honest with you. I thought that this would blow over by now, but it's not. And what is so interesting about it, to me, being the political junkie that I am, it's not even so much, look, I mean, we know she did something nefarious. She broke the rules. The State Department has rules for a reason, regarding security and the email, the content of these emails, that's, sensitive information in terms of our national security. She was the Secretary of State at the time, and that's, so this is important stuff. What is so interesting to me about this is the potential implications. I know some people think that she could eventually be indicted, and we'll get to the content of this article in a moment that popped up on HuffPost. The latest developments. It seems like every couple of days there's something new lately with this, but it's a slow burn, which is probably better for her, actually. Some would say that's not a good thing when something's a slow burn, because if it just because then the story lingers and continues to do damage, whereas at least if the scandal kind of hits all at once, it's in its entirety, and then you can move on from it. But I think this is a little different, because I think that if something major were to hit connected to this, or even something else having to do with the Clintons, the Democratic Party would be scrambling to do something to maybe swap her out with Joe Biden or somebody else at the convention. It's not going to be Bernie. So what's interesting to me is what I'm looking at is, what are the implications of this? What's going to happen because of, if there are any consequences? Now, if she's indicted, of course, which I don't think is going to happen, but that's huge. If she's indicted, she's got to get out, right? I would think. Then she definitely has to get out. And don't think for a second they don't have a plan B ready in case that happens. And that's probably why Joe Biden, a few weeks ago, we talked about it on the show, was kind of hinting that, he was making these comments like, well, I think I would have been a very good president had I run, and I would have picked Elizabeth Warren to be my running mate. Now, why does somebody who has already ruled out running for president, why is he all of a sudden now openly talking about what a great president he would have been and who he would have picked for a running mate? Now, granted, Joe Biden is often one to talk off the cuff, so maybe that's all it was. I don't know. But I think they have a plan B, because if she is indicted, there's no way they can make her the nominee. I don't know what happens if she wins the nomination and then she gets indicted. I don't know. But this whole thing could turn on its head and become even more wild than what's going on with the Republican nomination and Trump. But I think let me clarify what I mean about why I think the slow burn actually is better in this case. I think the slow burn of this scandal allows it to stay just enough under the radar to a lot of people. A lot of people are burnt out on it. This happened, by the way, for those of you who are old enough to remember or care enough to remember, the Whitewater scandal or Travelgate, these scandals that happened very early on in the Bill Clinton administration, they were sort of slow burns and they weren't that interesting and the public lost interest, you know, unlike, say, Monica Lewinsky, where it was like all at once, here it is, bam. You know, I mean, it seems like obviously it you know, this was stretched out over a period of time. But looking back on it now, just kind of remembering, it seems like it was just like one day Bill Clinton is on television saying, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. And then the next day it's, oh, yes, yes, you did. but I think that this story, I think a lot of people, well, Hillary supporters certainly, have already kind of stopped paying attention to this story. So the question now is, as it continues to percolate and build slowly, will it at some point reach a point where everyone has to suddenly start paying a lot of attention to it again? So here's the latest. This is just today from Reuters. A U.S. judge on Thursday ordered that all videotaped depositions in a lawsuit over Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton's private email server remain sealed, the Hill newspaper reported. In a brief order on Thursday evening, Judge Emmett Sullivan granted the request of lawyers for Clinton's ex-chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, who had worried that video clips of her interview could be used for political purposes, according to The Hill. And Sullivan went further, ordering all videotaped depositions to remain sealed until he ordered otherwise, the newspaper said. And that's it. That's the latest. And there's not a lot there, but again, it's a slow burn. And I think that I would guess that the strategy right now of the Clinton campaign is to just kind of ride that out. I don't think that, you know, short of an indictment, I would be shocked if she's not the nominee. And again, I often say on the show, though I'm not a Hillary Clinton supporter, so I take no joy in saying this, but I do believe that she will be the next president. Because I think here's what will happen. Trump is so polarizing. I know there's recent polls that show him actually tying Hillary Clinton and even pulling ahead of her just a little bit, you know, well within the margin of error. On any poll, but I think that as more and more Republicans are looking, the Republicans who are looking for an alternative to Trump, who are looking at potentially supporting Gary Johnson, who most likely will be the Libertarian nominee, if he siphons off a lot of Republican voters, then that's it. I mean, there's no way that Hillary can't. There's no way she can lose if that happens. That will throw the election to Hillary Rodham Clinton. There was one more story here, and that was that. Oh, now I can't. I'm having trouble finding it now. I made a mistake and I closed out a window on the other computer that I shouldn't have. If you didn't see this, there's an update on this story. So Bernie Sanders challenged Donald Trump to a debate. And I think that would be fascinating to see. But I guess now, so Trump had agreed. But now he's saying he'll do it for X amount of money, you know, that would then be donated to charity. This was the same thing he pulled. This is not a new thing for him. He pulled this with one of the debates being put on by Fox News when he was busy feuding with Megyn Kelly at Fox. He said, I don't think I'll get fair treatment, but I'll do it if they give me $10 million and we'll donate that to charity or whatever the amount was. And now he's pulling the same thing. He had agreed to do it. And now he's saying, well, I'll only do it for charity. This would be, I guess he has nothing to, he really has nothing to gain from it. I think it would be fascinating to see, but Bernie has something to gain from it because it kind of well, not kind of, it really marginalizes Hillary in the eyes of a lot of people. If Trump says, sure, I'll go ahead and debate Bernie, it sort of legitimizes his candidacy and marginalizes hers, even though she's the presumptive nominee, which is interesting. By the way, a little side note, speaking about debates, I watched a little bit today, political geek that I am. I put it on and kind of listened to it while I did other work because I'm always working. But 1980, there's a debate on YouTube for your political, for you political junkies. And I don't know who else would listen to this show, really. So I assume you're kind of like me with this. John B. Anderson, who was the independent presidential candidate in 1980, debating Ronald Reagan, who was, of course, the Republican nominee, challenging incumbent President Jimmy Carter. But Carter wasn't there. There was no three-way debate. Carter debated Reagan. But in this debate that John B. Anderson was included in, Carter refused to participate. And I was trying to find out why, because I didn't realize that. My dad voted for John B. Anderson, said he was a great independent. He really, you know, he had voted for Carter in 76, but he couldn't vote for him again. And, you know, my dad was a Democrat at the time, so he wasn't going to vote for Reagan. But he thought John B. Anderson, he said he was a good man, a man of integrity, and was very, very interested in him. So he voted for him. But I didn't realize that there was a debate with just Anderson and Reagan, and Carter chose not to participate, which I have to assume made Carter look pretty bad at the time. And then, of course, Jimmy Carter went on to lose the election. So history was made, and then we got 8 years of Reagan, for better or worse, depending on your point of view. And Reagan got us through the Cold War without global thermonuclear Armageddon, so I guess that's a good thing. All right, we're out of time. Thank you again to Slicko for calling in earlier. And I will talk at you tomorrow night. Our Friday night show is exclusively on IPM Nation. So I'll talk at you then.